In August, it will be the 20-year anniversary of Hurricane Andrew. It was one of only three Category 5 storms to strike the U.S. It left 15 people dead and more than 150,000 people homeless in the Miami area. The megastorm also had a drastic effect on the state of property insurance in Florida. Several private insurance companies were put out of business or pulled out of the state to avoid the risk of future catastrophes. Residents with no other options turned to the Florida legislature, which created a state-run insurance company called Citizens. Florida State University business professor Patrick Maroney explains, Citizens was conceived as a so-called residual market option for homeowners in the most risk-prone areas. Another example of residual market insurance is the more expensive auto insurance policies for drivers with a few tickets.
It wasn't the same policy as you would get in the regular market, and the premiums were higher. So residual markets are generally markets of last resort, and that's what Citizens was designed originally to do.
Maroney runs the Florida Catastrophic Storm Risk Management Center. The center studies the science of risk and makes recommendations to the legislature about insurance policy. He says as Florida rebuilt after Andrew, Citizens and private insurers coexisted without much political wrangling for years. The nonprofit state option became flush with cash.
Folks start looking at their reserves saying, gee, that's an awful lot of money sitting there. Maybe we could use that for something else. Fortunately, that didn't happen.
It was lucky, he says, because in 2004 and 2005, one hurricane after another hit Florida. The series of storms transformed Florida's insurance landscape once again. Several private insurers left the state, and it drove up the cost of reinsurance, or the backup insurance that insurance companies have in case their reserves are depleted. Citizens raised its rates, and homeowners protested. Responding to the popular outcry, the legislature placed a cap on Citizens' rate increases in 2007. Since then, the supposed insurer of last resort has offered such competitive rates that its rolls have ballooned to cover about 1.5 million policies. And now, some state lawmakers are warning that Citizens and the state-run backup fund won't be able to pay up if a big storm or series of storms hits. One of those sounding the alarm is Bill Hager, who represents Boca Raton in the Florida House.
We need to be brutally, intellectually honest with ourselves. Florida is the number one catastrophic landmass on the face of the earth.
Trying to reduce the state's exposure to potential risk, Hager co-sponsored a bill this year. It would have tried to shrink the number of insurers getting reinsurance from the state's catastrophe fund, which acts as a backup not only for Citizens, but also for some private insurers.
So we have the state of Florida owning and operating a reinsurance company when concurrently the state of Florida knows that when the big storm comes, we cannot pay the claims that we promised we would pay.
The bill failed to pass, but many lawmakers and Florida Governor Rick Scott continue encouraging shrinking the scope of Citizens and the backup fund. Although Citizens has a cash surplus, when forecasters look at the worst-case storm scenario, the maximum claims are several times more the insurer's ability to pay. And the sudden and dramatic costs then would be passed along first to Citizens policyholders and ultimately to all Florida policyholders. Professor Maroney says that's because, unlike private insurers, after it runs out of money, Citizens is legally authorized to charge post-loss assessments or extra charges after property is damaged.
I don't know if most Citizens policyholders understand that Citizens has three separate accounts, and when there are shortfalls, the first chargeback is against Citizens policyholders up to 15% per account. So you could get a 45% assessment right off the bat.
The Citizens Board of Directors, trying to avoid a post-catastrophe financial disaster, say they need a 15.2% increase for existing and new homeowner policies. But because of the rate cap put in place by the legislature, they've proposed asking for just a 7.5% increase. Maroney says a rate increase for at least some Citizens policyholders looks inevitable.
So really, quite frankly, I think the question is, whose lap is the ball going to be thrown into? Is it going to be Citizens that does it, or are they going to throw it back in the lap of the legislature?
Another proposal, which is gaining traction in Tropical Storm Debbie's wake, involves raising the rates for sinkhole coverage. And while many homeowners have vocally opposed Citizens raising rates at all, insurance consultant Barbara Zee says she sees a smart way to do it. Zee is the insurance liaison for Community Advocacy Network, which lobbies on behalf of residential property owners. She says she has no problem with Citizens trying to shed policies, as long as it still offers some coverage for people in Florida's insurance deserts like Key West.
If they can charge rates that are actuarially sound and let the other properties go to the private insurer, those who can get private insurance should be getting the private insurer to insure them.
Citizens Governing Board will vote next week on what rate increases, if any, it will request from the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.